my oldest sister Margot was an announcer. She was the first female announcer in El Paso during World War II.
Oh.
So she worked at KTSM. And Roy, which is one of the old El Paso families, he needed some help. So Margot said, why don't you come over and work for Roy? So then I worked doing advertisements mm-hmm. for the radio station, and I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there until my boyfriend came back from the wars, and we were married, and I quit work.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've been married several years and had two children when a good friend of ours, a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon here, his wife had always been a secretary, and she was expecting a baby. So I went to work for Dr. And that lasted about a year and a half, until which time his wife was able to go back to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, they moved back to Long Island. That's what happened to that. And then a few years after that, I became parish secretary up at St. Luke's Episcopal Church,
mm-hmm.
and I worked there 19 years.
Wow.
And then when it was not a, what would you say, compatible situation with a new priest we got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure he liked me. I'm quite sure he didn't. And I wasn't too
fond. What a strange man.
Yes, very strange. Well, I don't know. He was just different. And in my books, I termed him a con artist.
Mm.
But he was a knowledgeable priest, and he had a beautiful voice. Anyway, I knew if I didn't resign, he would fire me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that dumb. I caught on.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't worked since then. And I find him as busy as I ever was when I was employed.
Are you in some organizations?
Not really. I belong to the Sunset Heights Garden Club, which is the oldest garden club in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's about it.
So how do you keep busy?
Oh, I do all my own housework, part of the yard work, help with the horses, and...
Well, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, really. I am so busy sometimes.
This is a big house, too.
Yeah, well, no, my house is tiny, and that may be part of it. Because it's small, it takes constant
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a larger home where you can spread out a little bit, I would think would be easier to maintain. But mm-hmm. anyway, I'm the laundress, and I do the ironing, and I do the cleaning, and and the marketing and the cooking, and anyway, it's great. I have no complaints.
Can you tell me a little bit about the education of your mother and father?
No, I can't really. I imagine they both finished high school, but neither one of them went to college.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know your ultimate ancestry?
Well, on my father's side, I'm a direct descendant of Charles Carroll of Carrollton.
Ha. Huh.
And on my mother's side, she always laughed and said she was Shaddy Irish. There were, I guess, about five in her family. And I think they lost their parents when they were young. And I don't know where the other sisters were, but mother was sent to a Catholic convent in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And she went into the theater.
Huh.
And really did play in New York. And was playing in Washington, the state of Washington, I don't know whether it was Seattle or Spokane, wherever,
mm-hmm.
near Fort Lewis, and that's where she met my father when she was in the theater.
How neat.
So she was a great person for, my mother was a strict disciplinarian, so was my father, but her language skills were just, her speech was flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever a word of slang.
Huh.
And she had wonderful diction.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that, I'm sure, came from her training in the theater.
Sure.
And so we surely got a good dose of it growing up as children. In fact, I've often had people say, you don't sound like someone from the Southwest.